they're away cleanly, and she's got a good start. Amoussant being pushed at the moment by Tapper, but Amoussant has taken a grip on this, and she comes through to take it. 12:45 unofficially, outside the meet record set by the Bulgarian Yordanka Donkova back in 1986, would you believe? It's another win. So she seems to be limping.
All right, Abuja, welcome to Sports Drive. Yes, the way we want to open it is to let you know that the Golden Girl will be in action tonight. Yes, around 6:25 p.m. at the Diamond League Finals. Nigeria's Toby Amuso will be competing against the best of the rest, okay? Because she herself is the best in the world right now with the world's 100 meters hurdles record. Welcome to Sports Driver on 95.1 Nigeria Info. My name is Bumi Blair, and I've got Oge Chimadu right here in the studio. Oge, how are you doing this morning?
You call my name for me. I'm doing good, Bumi. Good
the way
morning.
I call your name, yeah. Is it okay, that I'm funky?
Madu. You do it like that. It's a Madu. Because people might be like, Madu, but some like, Oge Chimadu.
No. Like, I'm trying to, you know, get the best of the pronunciations for your name.
I'm trying.
10/10. Oge Chimadu. Yeah, it's always exciting. Exciting to have you in the studio, so thank you coming in this morning. Yes, Amuso faces Steve Test. Yes, she will be up against the Olympic champion. She herself is the world champion. But each time they competed, you know, Jasmine Camacho Queen beats her, except in the world, athletic championship, where, you know, Amuso defeated Camacho Queen and had to create a new world record. And I'm thinking, you know, for Amuso to, you know, the last time they raced, Jasmine won before Amuso went to Berlin and won the sound I just played for you. But now we all be competing, you know, somewhere where we think it's going to be very difficult. We don't know who will win. Even Camacho herself can't say, oh, I'm going to win. But she seems very confident, earlier this morning. I was listening to the press conference pre that event, and it was really a very, very interesting one. So we'll be bringing that to you. But I want to ask Ogechi right now. Yeah. Do you think Amuso will need to break her own world record to be able to beat Camacho Queen?
Yeah, the thing is, it's a different ball game altogether. Olympic champion, world champion. I mean, you can differentiate the two. But it's also a boost.
Oh, which do you think is bigger, or being an Olympic champion?
Amuson has the upper hand here.
Oh, really?
You get. So for me, she's been on the light. You get. She's been everywhere, and she's trying to keep that record going. So for me, tonight won't be a different case for her.
It won't be a different case, but let's just take about 2 minutes to listen to the press conference from Zurich, how these ladies are preparing. And there's also one of the homegrown talents also competing, just to create, you know, this atmosphere. And I hear it's a sold-out stadium already.
So I'm here, so every day is just kind of like Camacho Queen, by the way, and exploring the city. First time on the track as well, and I don't know, I'm just really excited for tomorrow.
So you're one of those athletes who actually goes out and has a look around the city rather than just sit in the hotel and go to the track?
It depends on how much time I have there in the city that I'm in. But I have realized, like, sitting in the room does not help at all, because I just sit and think, and it doesn't work out good for me. So, I kind of like exploring. And
it was very nice also to have my family in the stands and in that beautiful stadium in Munich, and so it's really nice.
And this is the voice of Kambuji, the homegrown talent.
Come home with a medal.
And yeah, coming home to what we already heard will be a sellout tomorrow night. Always a great atmosphere for the Swiss athletes.
Yes, for sure. For me, it's the second time, but actually the first time last year was the first time I ever ran in front of a big stadium or a big crowd. So it's always special to come home and run in front of the crowd, who gets very loud if you're from Switzerland. So I'm really excited.
And here comes Nigeria's Tobia Musso.
The goal is to, you know, get, you know, just win the title at the World Champs, and, you know, getting the world record as well was a great accomplishment, and I couldn't be more thankful for that.
Well, I just like the way she puts it in
like
their eyes.
Yes, yeah. It's a bragging right for her. Yeah. I just
won the world championship.
She didn't have to say much. You get that was just it went straight to the point. Like I just want and
yeah,
it's deal the reigning champion.
Deal with that. Okay,
in your faces.
All right. Well, let's go straight and see how the Athletic Federation of Nigeria are trying to support the athletes. Let's get their own angle of it. So this morning we have live talking to us. I don't know if he's in Zurich, if he's in Abuja or something. The technical director of the Athletic Federation of Nigeria, Mr. Sam Onikeku. Good morning and welcome to 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
And I'm in Abuja.
Oh, you are in Abuja. No, that's not good enough. You should be in Zurich supporting. After all, it's our pride. It's she's our pride and everything.
Yes, we are so happy with Toby. You know, Toby is a record holder, world record holder, and the first champion that we have in world championship. Yes, we are talking about our bragging rights. Yes, in years to come, in the next century, the next 100 years, in the history of Nigerian sport, our children will be taught in school that we have a world record holder, which is Toby Amusan. It will never be erased. Even though if people beat her, it will always be in history that in the year 2022, a certain Nigerian called Toby Amusan set the world record, defeated everybody, and became the first world champion from Nigeria.
Super. Let me ask you one question. I did ask, Oge earlier. I'm a little bit like, Toby has only beaten Camacho once, you know, in recent times, and that was when it mattered most. You know, do you think she will need to break her own record, that is breaking the world record, to be able to beat Camacho Queen tonight?
Well, she does not need to break the bring the superb shape to beat Camacho Queen. Number one, Toby is the world record holder, and she has run a time that nobody in this world has ever run. The 12-12 she ran, and if not just the little win, the 12-06 will have still be the world record for 100 meters hurdles. Now, Camacho Queen is afraid of Toby. As they line up together, she is not free to run 100% because you must always give respect to the world record holder. And you see, in Berlin that you are talking about, Toby hits the last hurdle.
Yeah.
If she did not hit the last hurdle, she would have run like 12.3. Or even go to 12.2. So she's in a good shape. I'm even surprised that Toby is still running like this with all the pressure, tension of the World Championship and the Commonwealth Games. It's not easy. So many athletes take a break. They say they don't want to run again after the World Championship, after winning the gold, because the pressure, the emotions that follow all these things. But Toby, like I said, is the most disciplined athlete that I've seen all throughout my sporting career. So if Toby says she's ready, she's ready.
Okay. I also saw that she limped, after her race in Berlin, as the AFN contacted her to know if she's okay, ready to go for today's final.
Yes, Toby is very, very okay. Toby is an athlete that if she's not 100% fit, she will not want to participate, because she knows that there's much awareness. Nigerians are watching. Africans are rooting for her. Everybody will be by their TV stage set by just 6:25 p.m. this evening when she will be running. So if Toby is not fit, she will not compete. Toby is ready. Toby is ready to go. And she wants to defend the Diamond League title she won last year. And I believe that all things being equal, Toby can still do it.
All right, $30,000 prize on the line. Do you think this will be one of the motivation for Toby, you know, to want to go out there and do it?
Well, you know, the World Championship was double of this, not talkless of the world record bonus that she won. Yes, so Toby is an athlete that money does not motivate her. She's self-motivated. That is why if you follow her Instagram handle, on Twitter, you will see that Toby is somebody that has never been talking about money. She has always been talking about one day she will be set the world record, one day she will become the world champion. So Toby is somebody that is highly motivated. Money does not motivate Tony. Toby is not part of athletes that you will see that you say, hey, give me my money before I compete. She knows that the more she continues to break the world record, money will come, endorsement will come. Yes, money is what helps every athlete to perform better, a motivating factor, but for Toby, success, achievement, winning, being the best in the world are things that motivate Toby.
All right, and Abuja, in case you don't want to miss that, by 6:25, around that period, Toby will be in action in the finals of the women's 100 meters hurdles against the best, you know, from across the world. Before we let you go, Mr. Onikuku, you know, there was this little blip in Nigeria's medal hall at the Commonwealth Games where we understand Grace Nwokocha, you know, was found, you know, that she had some, you know, substances in her blood. What's steps has the AFN taken? What's the reaction from the AFN? We understand the world is waiting for her B samples results and other likes of it. What's the AFN doing to support her and other things?
Yes, you see, there will be a panel that we set to look into the matter, and then we'll wait for the B sample to know how it happens. You know, most times when things comes like this, until there's a hearing, you can't say this is really what has happened and this is not what has happened. The sample B will be the determining factor. So when the result of the sample B come out, then there will be a hearing, then we will know. That is why she's suspended. She has not been banned. She's provisionally suspended. But after the sample B and the hearings come up, we will know that actually maybe it was something that was done willfully or out of ignorance, or maybe there was a mistake somewhere. But we'll wait until the sample B comes out, and then after the preliminary hearing, everything will come to the public.
All right, thank you very much. We hope there is more sensitization and the likes of it for other athletes so that they don't fall victim in any way. We love them, but we want them to win clean. I'm sure that's what AFN also wants.
Yes, like we've always said, you know, this year we had about 7 IIE sessions with them, the information and educative aspect of anti-doping seminars with them. We did so many Zoom meetings with them to make sure that they are up to date. And they know, every athlete know that they are 100% responsible for what goes into their body. They have the right to refuse any doctor, any physician, any nurse. They are 100% responsible for what goes into their body. And like we always say, we prefer to go to a competition and come back without any medal, that come back with a tainted medal. We don't want that. We want happiness. We want the country to be happy. We want the nation to support us. We want glory, but we don't want anything that will bring shame, disgrace, and dishonor to our country. We don't want that. And they are aware. And we will still continue to tell them. And that was why last year we had only 27 tests, but this year we had 197 tests, which is a very, very big difference from it. So we'll continue doing our part, and we'll make sure that everything goes well.
Thank you very much, you know, for joining us, Mr. Samuel Onikuku, the technical director of Athletic Federation of Nigeria. Hoping we get the best out of Toby today, and all the best for the rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Well, Abuja. All right, the voice of the technical director of Athletic Federation of Nigeria. Yes, that's the show this morning.
Yeah, yes. It was worth it.
Yeah, very much worth it. Well, now we hope Toby, we know she's getting all the support she needs, not only from the government, but also from Nigerians. We all be waiting for her to do it against Camacho Queen today. Well, hopefully it will be like that. Well, thank you very much, Abuja. Can we just take the Champions League results?
All right, but before Champions, let's also tell you from the US Open, since that's from the women, now Aryna Sabalenka put up a flawless performance to beat Carolina Pliskova 6-1, 7-6 in their quarterfinal clash at the US Open. Yeah, so the sixth seed produced an amazing start and held her own in the second set as she moved into the US Open semifinals.
All right, tonight there will be Europa League games, FC Zurich against Arsenal, PSV against Bordeaux, and so many more. But let me also tell you that in the Champions League last night, there were questions asked about Liverpool. They lost 4-1 to Napoli. Victor Osimhen, you know, missed the penalty, but he was immensely untouchable, you know, in the 40 minutes that he played. Ajax beat Rangers 4-0, and our own Calvi Bassey had an assist in that game. Atletico Madrid left it late to beat FC Porto 2-1. Club Brugge beat Bayer Leverkusen by just one goal. Barcelona ran riot 5-1 against Victoria Pilsen, and Inter lost at home to Bayern Munich.
And the Europa League returns tonight, so we're at both Arsenal, Leicester, and there is also Manchester United all in action. And don't forget football frenzy. Watch a part of football. Football frenzy returns later tonight.
Yes, 7 p.m. Don't go anywhere. It's still 95.1 Nigeria Info for Sports Drive. This is all we can take for this morning. Thank you very much, Oge.
Thank you, Bumi.